Welcome back. The Progression Podcast, man. I'm your host, 007, Fifth Ward Boy 007, co-founder of Josiah's House Ministries, man. Go to josiahshouseministries.com, see what we do, right? QR code, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to show later on in the show. But I want to let y'all know I'm so grateful, so happy that God woke me up this morning to give you what he has given to me. It's a great weekend, man. And they say you don't supposed to put dates and stuff on stuff, but this is 2024, man. Almost the middle of the year, man. And man, it's been a great year, great week, great month, great year, whatever. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to get right into it, man. Progression Podcast, man. Y'all know what it is. The Progression Podcast, where we speak on liberation, education, and elevation. I was liberated from the street life, educated in the prison system, and then I was elevated once I gave my life to Jesus Christ. Now, I like to start off with my scripture. This is my theme scripture. My theme scripture is 2 Corinthians 5:17, if any man be in Christ, he is the new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things are brand new. 2 Corinthians 5:17, the verse that got me through prison. If anyone be in Christ, he is a new creature. Everyone, you, me, her, him, they, them, all them. New creatures. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things are brand new. How y'all doing? I got something new for y'all, man. And I'm gonna get right into it, man. Let me get this music down. Can y'all get the music down for me? Talking to my staff. I got a staff now. Now I'm just playing. You know what I'm saying? At least be real with yourself. This is my new show, man. At least be real with yourself. See, I gotta say it. See, sometimes reading it won't do it justice. You got to say it. At least be real with yourself, man. You know, you might lie to everybody else, even lie to God, but man, yourself, you just can't lie to yourself. You know what you're doing. You know who you are. Hey, man, stop trying to pretend to be something that you're not, because you're not. So I got to go from the Bible, right? I got to go from the Bible. Galatians 6:3. But if anyone thinks himself to be something when he is nothing, he has deceived himself. Now, he has deceived himself. He deceives himself. In every different version, it says a little something, but it's the same thing. And I want to go to what it really means. For if anyone thinks himself to be something when he is nothing, he's deceiving himself, right? Look, man, at least be real with yourself, man. If you think that you more than somebody when you're not, man, you done deceive yourself. When you thinking that you smarter than you really are, you deceive yourself. And Galatians 6:3 tells us that, man. It tells us that really, really, I got to get it started, right? This is where I'm going to start. I want to start with a changed mind. A changed mind leads to changed behavior. Look, man, let me tell you something. I had a decrepit mind. My mindset was anybody go. I didn't care about nobody, even people that was close to me. I was like, hey, man, I don't care about those people. It's only me, and what I think and what I want and what I do. But then I had to change my mind. So in that, I saw that when I changed my mind got on something different than the streets and what I was so used to. I saw the behavior change. I started looking out for people. I started doing different things, you know what I'm saying? So a changed mind leads to changed behavior. Now, I want to tell you this. Things start in the mind, and you can control some things in your mind. You can control your thoughts, because your thoughts are going to lead to actions. Those things in your mind, you can control those things because your thoughts is going to lead to actions. Now, I always tell people this. You know, like in the rodeo, you have these cows and stuff, and these kids or whoever, they be roping these cows. I look at it like a cow is running around in my mind. It's thought that's stupid about me robbing somebody or me smoking some dope or getting high or getting drunk or whatever it is. That's one that's running around in my mind, and I got to rope that thing and bring it in and tie it up real good because, man, it could get loose again. To change my mind, man, and then it's going to lead to change behavior. Once that stuff is out of my mind, then I'm going to change my behavior. Let me tell you about my change behavior. The definition in the Bible of change, and a lot of people see this in the Bible and they say, man, the Bible is talking over my head. So this one word that we always talk about is repentance. Repentance. Change means repentance. Now, let me tell you about this. Repentance says I quit, not just I'm sorry. Because you can always say you're sorry for something to go do it again. I pray to God when I be praying. I don't ask God to just forgive me. I ask him to save me from those actions, save me from those things that's not pleasing to you. And I do mess up every day, and we all mess up every day, and I don't get wrapped up into that because I say, oh, we all messed up, man. Look, man. I ain't no bunk bed cats. I got a show for me, man. Repentance says I quit and not just I'm sorry. Look, but the thing about that is if everybody around you is doing the same thing, then it kind of, you know, navigates you to do what everybody's doing. But let me tell you something, man. I'm trying to grow up. I'm trying not to grow down, right? So everything around me must grow. Or it gotta go. I'm talking about people. I'm talking about situations. It gotta grow or it gotta go. I'm telling you, man, because if it don't go, it's going to linger and it's going to be a monkey on your back. So if drugs is in my peer view every day, it gotta go because it's not growing me. If a certain homeboy or homegirl is tripping and then I'm hanging with them and they study tripping, hey, man, they got to go. Everything around me must grow or it got to go. Look, man, I'm being real serious with you. A changed mind is going to lead to changed behavior. And if you don't have the right people around you, hey, man, don't worry about it. Show me your friends. I'll show you your future. I'm telling you, man, show me your friends. I'll show you your future. Now I got to go back to this. At least be real with yourself. That's the name of the show. A lot of times we walk around here with this facade that we put on Facebook or Instagram or TikTok or, you know what I'm saying, that our life is all good. Now, that's what I do. I have problems. I have big problems sometimes, but I don't really worry too much about it no more because I know God brought me a long way and God brought me for some stuff, man, that could have killed other people, but he actually saved me from those things. So at least I'm being real with myself because, man, I got deficiencies and I do post stuff on Instagram and Facebook and all that stuff to encourage other brothers that it's a better way. You can do things better. You can do this better. Even though you got out of prison, it's some things that you can do. Now, you might get some letdowns, but let me tell you, hey, man, ain't nothing like being in Jesus Christ, man. Ain't nothing like this life, man. This life is just, man. Not to say that it's not pitfalls and potholes that you got to jump over and avoid, but it is. It's the best life. So I'm telling you, be real with yourself, man. If you're not smart enough to do a certain thing, it's okay. Just learn it, man. I used to say when dudes rap, you know what I'm saying, they rapping about the streets and stuff and they ain't even seen the streets. Hey, man, be real with yourself. Don't even trip with us. You might can sound witty on a song and whatever, whatever, but don't get that in your brain that's really you. That's not you, man. You're meant for greater. You're meant for greater. God is waiting on somebody to stand up, man, and be what they need to be. Now, I wasn't going to hold you too long on this right here because it's really self-explanatory. At least be real with you. At least be real with yourself. Double O, Andre, be real with yourself. You know you ain't got no $1 million. Why are you trying to act like you do? I did. Sometimes I did. But I got to go to my last thoughts, man. My last thoughts. And I want to thank everybody that been kicking it with me, man. There's new subscribers to the YouTube page, everywhere, all over Spotify, Apple, and all those podcast spots, man. That's clicking in and hitting that notification bell and knowing when I got something new coming out. I'm real busy, so it's not that I don't want to do these. It's just that I got a lot going on, right? Now, this is what I want to do. I want to talk about this real quick before I even go to my last thoughts. This millennial approach to hustling, to getting money and all this stuff, I think now this millennial approach is all wrong, man. I think you're supposed to got money to provide for your family and, you know, make sure you straight, provide security, you know what I'm saying? And you can fall back on something. But I think what they're doing now is they trying to style on people that they don't think like them or something. Hey, it's not meant for that, man. Hustling, and I'm not talking about hustle like a bad thing. I'm talking about working and, you know, getting money like that, getting money from a job or getting money from a business or whatever. I think it's to, like, you know, support your family, man, you know, and support yourself and stuff like that. Pull yourself up and all that. Not to style on people, man. Not to talk bad about people. Not to think that you better than somebody. And I want to really say that. Stop thinking you better than somebody. At least be real with yourself. Understand that, man, I got a chain around my neck. I think it's nice. But it's somebody with a bigger chain that costs more. Hey, man, who am I to think that this is the best? I'm in a studio right now. Maybe this is not the best studio. I do want another studio. But I know in my mind, hey, man, this is not your Fortune 500 company owner. I know. At least I'm real with myself. Be real with you. Look, my last thoughts, man. My last thoughts. There are two detrimental attitudes. And this will kill your whole thing, man. This will mess you up. One is a sense of entitlement. Hey, man, don't nobody owe you nothing. Nobody owes you nothing, man. You have to get up and get out and get yourself right, right? A sense of entitlement, man, will mess you up. If you think you owe something, man, that's going to mess you up. And even if you are owed something, if you owe some money or whatever you owe, hey, man, it ain't on nobody else. That person could die in a minute, and then you'll be left without the bag, dog. Two detrimental attitudes. One is a sense of entitlement. The next one is an ungrateful spirit. Hey, man, this is the most crazy thing in the world. When I see somebody mad at somebody else for not doing something for them that they need to do for themselves, that's an ungrateful spirit. Like, you can be taking care of somebody like this and this and this, and they say, oh, that's just not enough. Sense of entitlement, man, don't nobody owe you nothing. And if they do provide you with something, man, have a grateful attitude about it, man. Don't act so high and mighty that they owed you. Two things, man. A sense of entitlement, ungrateful spirit. Now, ego and entitlement, man, that's a hard mix. Ego and entitlement, man. A sense of entitlement and an ungrateful spirit. Man, I want to thank y'all for having me, man. And at least be real with yourself. What's the name of this thing here, man? And I want to thank everybody, my new listeners and everything, man. It's been a great time. I've been having a great time, man. Even doing these things, man, I have a great time because I encourage myself. I go back and listen and look and do them all myself and say, hey, man, that was good. That's some good stuff, and you need to follow it. Not just you. I'm talking about Double O. I'm talking about Andre Barnes. He needs to follow what he's saying on these things, and at least be real with yourself. Man, 007, I love y'all, man. Peace.